My older sister Jen is 5 years older than me, and this story also happened 5 years ago. Before Jen was dating her current boyfriend, she used Tinder to meet a few guys. I remember the night specifically. She told me and our other sister Maria that she was meeting a guy at a bar a few blocks down. When she got there, she sat at the bar and texted the guy to let him know where she was sitting. Under a minute passes and a man sits next to her, offering to buy her a drink. This man is significantly older than my sister, and according to her, gave off a horrible smell, had bad breath, and had a crooked front tooth. She told him no thank you right away, as she had a guy coming to meet her. The man didn't get up just yet. He kept sitting there, said he'd buy her a drink in the meantime before her date got there. Jan felt very uncomfortable and asked the man to please leave her alone. The man got up from the bar stool. Jan told us she did a side glance to see where the man had gone, and she said he sat at one of the nearby table booths. Jan texted her date about what just happened and asked him to please hurry. There wasn't a response, so she sits there a few minutes, texts again, "Where are you?" This time the guy responds, "Running late, get a drink or two without me." Now, this was an odd text for a guy to send to a girl he's meeting. And to make it even worse, the man from before came back to sit next to Jan, asking where her date was and acting all upset that she was still alone. My sister responded to the man once or twice, then had enough and asked him to please leave her alone once again. She texted her date one more time, saying, "Sorry, I'm gonna leave." And as she sent it, the man's phone, which he left on the bar, vibrated. My sister immediately put two and two together and said she's going to the bathroom. I remember she called our sister Maria asking what to do. Maria told her just leave and drive home. I listened in on the conversation. When Jan left the bathroom, the man was no longer anywhere to be seen in the bar, which I'm sure she found to be a relief. She went straight to her car and started driving home. It's a very linear and short path from that bar, and she was home in probably a couple minutes. When she pulled up in the driveway and started walking to the front door, she noticed another car pull up across the street. It didn't stop directly in front of the house across the street. It stopped one house over. Jan came inside, and from here on, I can tell the story from my own point of view. Maria and I came to greet Jan and ask her what happened. She went to the window and creased the blinds to look outside. She told us there was a car out there before, and she was worried it followed her. But when all three of us looked through the blinds, we didn't see a car out there. So she told us the unsettling story of what happened at the bar. Maria did a better job at comforting her than I. Girl thing, I guess. I did tell her that if that man ever stepped foot near her again, I'd kick his ass. Later on, we all went to our rooms and did our own thing. I was playing Far Cry 4 on my computer when I heard the horrible sound of both my sisters screaming. Let me shift back to Jan's perspective for a second. She was on her phone in bed when she got a text from that number. It said, "Hey, I'm so sorry, I didn't see your text until I got to the bar." Jan didn't answer that, so he sent a follow-up text saying, "I'm gonna meet you at your house. Which window is yours?" Jan called Maria to come to her room to look at the text. As they talked for a little bit, figuring out what to do, Jan's window slid open, and someone tried pushing their way through the roller shade. That was when both Maria and Jan screamed, causing not only me, but our parents from upstairs to come rushing to her room. The man trying to come in gave up before we even made it to the room. Our dad went outside to try and chase after the man, but he was already long gone in his car probably. Of course, my dad called the cops to get a police report. Jan gave the police the man's cell phone number, and they took records of the text conversation. They said they were going to do what they could to trace the number, though it could take a few days. My dad was contacted after the weekend by the local police station, and they asked him to come in. At the station, they said they traced the number to be a fake number through some app, and that there was no guarantee they could trace the use back to a specific phone. My dad asked them to do whatever they could. Weeks passed and we never heard from the police, but we all slowly started to forget about it. You can never really understand people's motives and how they think they'll get away with some things. Like climbing into a girl's window, for instance. I've been using the app Hinge to meet new people in the town I just recently moved to. I matched this girl, Kate. She was about 7 years older than me. Yeah, I know, a bit of a gap. She's 30, I'm 23. It was my idea to meet her at some small restaurant in town. I waited in my car in the parking lot for her to pull up. For some reason, she was having trouble finding the place, and she asked me to start sharing my location with her. After doing so, she shortly after pulled up in some lemon of a car, old beater Honda. I actually felt a sense of disappointment when I saw it was her stepping out of it. I went out to hug her hello. She said she wasn't a hugger though, so I shamefully put my arms back down. Bad start, I was thinking in my head. When we sat down at a table inside, I was able to see that she looked different from her pictures. Worse. Like, she was the girl in the pictures, sure, but it seemed as though she had her pictures doctored up to make her look better. She also looked to be older than 30. I was already not feeling this date, but I couldn't just end it now. I'd have to sit through the dinner with her. When the waitress came to start us off with drinks, Kate was really awkward. Like, the way her voice suddenly raised in volume and intensity as she spoke to the waitress. She stuttered as she kind of rudely said she just wanted water. She turned down my offer for wine. So I went through the whole dinner with her, and in my head, I was really just thinking about how excited I was to get out of there. The check came, and I waited to see if she'd make any offer to chip in for it since I really had no plans of seeing her again. But she did not. So I paid the check, and we grabbed our coats and left. I told her I had a really nice time and whatever. Seems she didn't really want to go home, though. I had to kind of force myself to break off because I really just wanted to go home. I said bye and got in my car. She didn't say bye back. She instead just walked to her car. I drove home to my apartment, which is the lower half of someone's house. I didn't even finish hanging up my coat before the doorbell rang. I checked through the window who it could be, and it was Kate. I hadn't stopped sharing my location with her. What could she want? I hadn't forgotten anything at the restaurant, and even if I had, she could have texted me. It was then that I realized this woman might actually be nuts. I walked away from the door and hid in the kitchen with the lights off. I got a text from Kate saying, "I know you're home." I replied, "What do you want? Why are you here?" She texted back, "Answer." I didn't answer that time. I stayed in the kitchen and waited there for a while, until she texted again, saying, "I see you at the table, let me in now." She knew I was sitting there. She could see me. In a panic, I looked at all the windows, till I saw the one. It was one of the backyard windows, where I hadn't lowered the shade all the way down. And through that little opening at the bottom, I saw her eyes creeping in. Freaking out, I went to my room and stayed in there with the lights off, while I called 911 to report a trespassing. I had the call on speakerphone so I could read the insane text Kate was sending me. One of her texts said, "Nobody wants me, I'm sick of it." Another said, "You're just like the others." Then, I heard the sound of glass being broken outside my room. I ran to lock my bedroom door and told the operator that she was breaking into my house. The woman on the line said to wait in my room and grab something to use as a weapon. She said the cops would be there shortly. Kate tried the doorknob to my room, and when it wouldn't open, started pounding angrily, yelling for me to open up. I told the 911 operator to send the cops in through the back, as that was how she broke in. Luckily, this town seems to have a fast 911 response time, because cops were there in minutes. 3 cop cars, actually. I heard the cops talking with her, telling her to calm down. That was when I opened the door to see 4 cops around her, with her being already in cuffs. She was taken away and charged with breaking and entering and some other charges. I had the option to take her to civil court for damages to my property, but the time and lawyer fees would be more than the cost to just fix the window, so that's what I did. I did get a restraining order against Kate, though, who I later learned her real name was actually Pamela Castillo. It was my first date with a girl from an online dating website. I offered to have her over and cook for her. I'd been out of the dating scene for a long time since I recently broke up with my girlfriend at the time. The woman's name was Amelia. She was 26. I was 32 at the time. I didn't really think having her over for dinner before meeting her was weird. If anything, it would be more relaxed and comfortable than meeting at some bar or restaurant. I was cooking some penne alla vodka with garlic bread and wine, my favorite combo. Amelia arrived around 6:30. I welcomed her in and asked her to take a seat at one end of the kitchen table. I was finishing up the food as I tried to get to know her. She wasn't as talkative as I was expecting based on her appearance. I had to lead most of the conversation. I was slightly nervous given that it was my first time having a first date in years, and it didn't help that she wasn't exactly the easiest to talk to. I served her a plate of food and a glass of wine. Then she asked something odd. She wanted me to go get a candle so that we could have a proper cheers. I had nothing else to say but to go along with it. I left the kitchen to the pantry closet in the hallway to get one of the candles and a lighter. When I came back to the kitchen, I spotted Amelia sitting back down, like very quick-like. It looked kind of sketchy. "Everything okay?" I asked. To which she replied she just had to rinse her hands. Odd, because I didn't hear the sink run. But I moved past it and lit the candle. Then we did a little cheers. I was about to take a sip of my wine when I noticed something floating in the glass. Something that wasn't in it before. It looked like a powdery substance being dissolved into the wine. I watched as she looked at me, not taking a sip of my wine. I pretended to take a sip and nervously continued conversation. I was assuming the worst, that she tried to drug me. But I couldn't just accuse her of that. What if I was wrong? I'd look crazy. We ate our food and I cleaned up the table afterwards. She excused herself to the bathroom, which I pointed her to. She was gone for a while, but when she came back, she said she had to get going because her dog was sick. I had no problem with her leaving. I walked her out and hugged her goodbye. I went back to the glass of wine and smelt it, but it didn't smell like anything except wine. I dumped it and made sure nothing was stolen from the kitchen to the hallway to the bathroom. After cleaning, I watched TV while telling my friends that I think she tried to drug me. Then I went to sleep. Actually, I didn't sleep. I have acute insomnia, which comes on and off. And this was one night I just couldn't get shut-eye. I rolled from one side of the bed to the other for hours. And it must have been like 2:30 or something when I heard a cup fall from my kitchen. That terrified me because, well, cups are pretty stationary objects. I didn't see why or how one could have fallen from the counter. Suddenly my door opened and someone stepped inside. I didn't move. I pretended to be asleep, but with one eye half open. Someone stood in front of the doorway for a few seconds, then left the room. I waited a minute before getting up to follow and hopefully get the kitchen phone to call the police. There was a glimmer of light in the living room from the street light outside. With that, I was able to see her body in the corner of the room. She wasn't ducking, nothing. She was just idly staying in place. "Amelia," I said, afraid of what would happen next. She was standing by the knife holder. "Amelia, if you leave right now, I won't call the cops." There was this awful, chilling silence before she put something back on the counter, walked to the back door, and exited. What she put back on the counter turned out to be a knife. When she left, I locked the door first thing, of course. I think when she asked to use the bathroom, she unlocked the back door with plans of returning. This was after her plan to drug me failed. Of course, I called the police, and they took the knife for fingerprints. Based off her criminal background, police later showed up to Amelia's house and arrested her. I did not press charges.